The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Holly, I get excited when God speaks through His people to His people. The Word of God coming forth, prophetic utterance, words of wisdom, words of knowledge. These things are supposed to happen in the New Testament church. That's what a church that is alive has these things happen to them. People hear God. When you stop hearing God, there's something wrong with your relationship. You know, when I'm not listening to my wife, there's something wrong with our relationship. Amen? If you're not listening to your spouse, there's something wrong with your relationship. You're supposed to have communication. Amen. And you know, if you're not listening to your spouse, you can expect big trouble. Amen? Amen. If, you know, I'm speaking from experience. I know. I've been there. I've had to learn my lessons. Listen closely. Turn the TV off when she's speaking. Put the paper down, the book down. Come on. Bud, you need to learn this now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What's that?
Stop playing the piano.
Stop playing the piano, yeah. And listen closely. That's what's wrong with our relationship with the Lord. You know, we're not listening. Sometimes we just do nothing but talk. We talk, 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 talk. Mm-hmm. God just wants us to listen. He wants to speak. He speaks to His people. He speaks in that still small voice. He speaks through His word. Yes, He speaks through other people. But praise God, we can hear Him.
Hallelujah.
We can hear Him. People who say you're crazy because you hear God, no. You're right on when you're hearing God. You're way off track when you're not hearing God. They don't understand that Jesus Christ came, died on the cross, and made a connection for us so we can hear God. So that we can have that relationship with Him. So that we can walk with our Father, our daddy, and hear His voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this morning I don't really have a prepared message. I've been working on a message that I was planning on starting next week about the Ten Commandments. So what I'm just going to share this morning some things that I think are important. I'm going to talk about some things that God has brought us through, some things that God wants to continue to bring us through. And the way God is working in individual lives in this church and in this community. God is working on your behalf. And sometimes we question whether we're hearing from God. We question whether God is truly speaking to us. And is God really directing our life? Does He have our steps ordered like He says He does? How many of you have ever questioned that? Come on, let's be honest with each other. I got to tell you, I have in the recent past questioned whether my steps are being ordered by God. And I never say to God, God, you know, it's your fault. Why aren't you doing this or why aren't you doing that? My approach to this, my thoughts about it is, God, have I missed you? You know, am I missing you someplace? I want to hear from you. I want you to speak directly to me. I know I hear all kinds of voices. I've got people over here and over there and here, and, you know, all around, and they're giving me advice about what I need to do. I don't want to hear their voice. I want to hear God's voice. And yes, sometimes he speaks through those people. Absolutely. No doubt about it. But you know, everybody has opinions about something, about it, just about everything. You know, they're like belly buttons. Everybody has one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said this before. Some people are outies and some are innies, right?
Amen.
You know, some people, they'll express their opinion. It doesn't matter whether it's relevant to you or not. They're going to tell you what they think. You know, and those outies, sometimes you just got to, wipe them off and move out of the way. Don't worry about it. And then there's other people that, you know, they have an opinion that would probably be helpful and that they don't share it. You know, they don't give you their insight. God's speaking to them. It's because of that's their personality. Sometimes you got to draw it out of them. And I got to tell you, if you're an innie, this morning God wants to use you. God wants you to open up. He wants you to share, because you probably have more insight and more understanding than most people. Mm-hmm. That's the reason you keep your mouth shut sometimes, because that takes a lot of wisdom to keep your mouth shut. So what I want you to understand this morning is that God truly has a plan for you. And even though it may not look like your steps are being ordered by the Lord, they truly are. Let me share a scripture with you here real quick. And it's really, it's a prophetic utterance by Isaiah about Jesus. And it says the key, this is Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22. And the key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulders. He's talking about Jesus Christ, the anointed one that's going to come. So he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. Now, when I hear shut and open, I always think of a door. You? So, you know, to me, it's saying that because of the anointing of Jesus, he's going to open doors, and no man is going to be able to shut those doors. And he's going to shut doors, and no man is going to be able to open them. That speaks directly to me in my life and to you. Because Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And he has promised that he's going to be with you no matter where you go and what's happening in your life. And it may not look like those doors are being opened by God. But if they're opened up and you're a servant of the Most High God, it's God doing it. And he's shutting doors in your life that no man is going to be able to open. There's times that it looks like that somebody has come along and shut this door right in your face. If it can't be opened, it's God. It's God doing it. And he's doing it on your behalf. There's a purpose for it. He's walking you through this. He is with you. He is ordering your steps. And if that door is closed and it can't be opened, move on to the next one. Because the one that he wants to open for you will be wide open. And no one will shut it. No one can hold it shut. We've come a long way in this church. Come a long, long distance over the years. I have just serving God. You know, I was born again in 1978, received Jesus, my personal Savior. Tammy and I decided to serve God. We had a lot of cleaning up that needed to take place in our lives. We'd been partying, running around, doing all kinds of things that we wanted to do. And at that point in our life, God said, no longer will you do what you want. You're going to do what I want. Now, I got to tell you something. God says that same thing to every person sitting in here. But you have to make a choice. Are you choosing to truly serve him and turn your whole life over to him? And I'm going to warn you, when you turn your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ and you say, Lord, take me, I want to do your will, it's not always going to be fun. And if you're looking for fun and games, party, and excitement all the time with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going in the wrong direction. Because there's going to be times when God speaks to your heart and tells you to stop doing something or to do something, and it's going to be horrendously painful. It's going to grip your soul. It's going to tear your spirit. Because your will is contrary to the will of the Father. And the Father knows what's best for you. So when you receive what the Father wants, and you walk in it, and you accept it, your life will change, and it will change for the better. Yes, sir. But it may not feel like it at the time. Because this thing's not about your feelings. This thing's not about whether you feel like you should do this or you feel like you should do that. It drives me crazy. People come and say, I feel like I ought to go to another church, or I feel like God is telling me that I ought to divorce my husband, or I feel like I ought to do this. Or why? Why do you operate on feelings?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your feelings will lie to you every time. But the power of God is real in His Word. David said, His Word is a light to my path, a lamp to my feet. You see, when we live by His Word, this kind of preaching is not popular today. You know, it's kind of thing that says you've got to examine yourself on a regular basis and look at what God is saying to you individually. It's a kind of preaching that says, yes, you still may have some things in your life that God wants you to get cleaned up and get out of. It's the kind of preaching that will set people on the right course. But it's not the kind of preaching that most people want to hear. Most people want to hear something that tingles their ears, makes them feel good, so they can go home and do whatever they want to. So when we make that commitment to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, I mean truly, truly serve Him. And Tammy and I did that. We made that commitment. I'm not telling you that we were perfect. We had lots of things that needed to be cleaned up in our life. But we did make that commitment to serve Him. And God started working in our hearts. And we started studying the Word of God. You see, that's the key right there. When you start studying the Word of God for yourself, and you start getting the Word in your heart, David said, I'm going to hide the Word in my heart so I'll not sin against you. It's that Word that causes us to be able to do the things of God and to be able to overcome, to be able to put aside anything that is hindering our relationship with God. It's the Word that will set us free. So when you start studying the Word for yourself, you will begin to walk in the things of God. It's a step-by-step process. It's a line upon line, a precept upon precept that He gives us. And you know, I'm saying these things this morning because I want God's people to grow. Yes. I want the Word to cut you like a sword that it is. It'll cut both ways. And you know, the interesting thing is that if you have dead flesh, you need it cut away. It may be a little painful, but it's not harmful. It's good for you. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we set our course, Tammy and I set our course to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. He's used us over the years in many different things. That was in 1978. We started working with the youth in that church, South Bethel New Testament Church. Praise God. I thank God for the roots that we had there, for the love that was shown us, the compassion and the patience that people had. You know, I was just a snot-nosed kid, didn't know anything. Made lots of mistakes. But people loved us. That's what I want to have happen here. You know, I always want that. I want people to be loved. Now, we don't mistake, you know, love and compassion for letting people just do anything they want to do. You know, true love. If you really love your children, you'll discipline them. The Bible's very clear about that. If you really love the body of Christ, you speak truth into people's lives. Hallelujah. So, you know, I'm just trying to share some background with you and some things this morning that I think are very important, because when we finish this service this morning, we're going to go out and dedicate the flagpole that was put up. And the reason we're going to do that is because it's a milestone for this church. We dedicated the picnic shelter, praise God. We did that because it was a milestone. We accomplished something. We're working, trying to accomplish the counseling center. We're getting closer and closer. When we do, we're going to dedicate it because it's a milestone. What I want you to see is God is still working and accomplishing great things here at Bethel Worship Center.
Yes,
and people are being used.
Yes,
you know, that the flagpole was put up because people donated their time and materials and money so that we could do that. It's important that we recognize these things, that God is working on our behalf. And it's not just those, you know, those physical things that we see. It's the spiritual emphasis that God is still placing in this place. God still has over us. We are anointed of God. We have been called by God. We have been prepared by God. We may be going through a difficult time right now, but I'm going to tell you something. God is still on the throne, and He has plans for Bethel Worship Center.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pastor, for those of you who were here last night, Pastor Dan, he just spoke into our lives. And he said, do not despair. God is doing a great work. And He's preparing us. Be ready. You know, I've been saying this for a long time. Prepare, get prepared, be ready, be ready, be ready. He's told us to expand our tents.
Yes.
And you know, a large part of that is not just doing things. A large part of that is getting ourselves prepared to receive spiritually what God is doing. I had somebody call me up about 2 months ago, someone that does not go to this church. They said they were praying. And God spoke to them and said, tell Pastor Rob that you're they're just on the verge of mighty things taking place. It's incredible. He said it's incredible what's going to happen. You know, they don't go to this church. They didn't have any reason to try to tickle my ear and make me feel good. I do believe they truly believe they were hearing from God. So, you know, over the years, God has done some incredible things. And as Tammy and I were working in the youth ministry, we did some great things with youth ministry. We appreciate what God was doing with the help of Jim and Mary Huffman and many others. We had a ministry called Sunrise, and we put on youth crusades. Just, you know, it was an exciting time, a different time in our life. But then that came to an end. How many know that there are seasons in your life?
Yes, sir.
You know, we all have seasons. And the things that we do, everything that you do is a preparation for the next thing that God has for you. And we got to look at it. You know, prior to some of these things, or about the same time, I got involved, Tammy and I got involved with Amway. Everybody know what Amway is? Direct sales ministry. Well, Tammy talks terrible about that time in our life, but because she didn't like sales. She went and tried doing direct sales, and it was not a good thing for her. And I got to tell you, you know, doing those kind of things is not my forte either. However, God used that particular place in our life to make some changes in me. I believe it was God ordained. I don't necessarily believe God wanted me to build a great Amway business. God wanted to use that and the people that I came in contact with to prepare me for what I'm doing now. And what I was doing, what I was going to be doing, along the way. Everything. We got to look at these things that we go through in life. We might look at something and say, that was a failure. It wasn't a failure. If God was in it and He was directing your life, I don't care if you went bankrupt 15 times. God was using that for you to teach you and prepare you. Do you know that most people who have become millionaires have gone bankrupt multiple times? It's a learning process.
That's right.
Praise God. We got to stop looking at these situations as failures. You are not a failure.
That's right.
God has brought you through every situation so that you can be ready and you can be prepared for the next step in your life.
Yes, sir.
We moved on from there. We actually left the church. We went to Children's Services and worked in their group home in Athens, where Pastor Otis works now. Linda worked there for quite a few years. Is there anybody else in here that worked at Deb? Several. Oh, that's right. I forgot about you working there, Jeannie. Guys, and Donna. Right. Praise God. But, you know, we worked there as house parents, and then God opened the door for us to start a group home of our own, a Christian group home. Jim and Mary Huffman were very instrumental in us being able to do that. We worked for a year trying to prepare and get ready to do that. And, you know, it looked like things were going to fall apart. We weren't going to be able to do it. We had to leave that, the Children's Services. And miraculously, God just opened the door and gave us a place where we could have the group home. But here's what I want you to hear from this, because this applies to your life, wherever you are. God miraculously opened the door, and we found this home that needed a lot of work. So when God opens a door for you, don't think that it's going to be easy. Because it's going to require lots of effort on your part. We worked for a year, day after day and night after night, getting that place ready so we could open the doors. But God was faithful. I think a year was quite an accomplishment. If you'd have seen that place before we started, it was quite an accomplishment to be able to do that. And it wasn't us. It was God. All we had to do was put forth the effort. God kept opening doors, kept bringing people in, kept providing the finances, kept doing all kinds of miraculous things. We went into that place and we didn't have anything. We had our beds. That's all we had. We'd lived at Children's Services. They provided everything for us. All we had was beds. And one thing after another, God just kept providing our refrigerator and stove and all the things that we needed. And we just kept building and growing. I'm just sharing these things with you this morning because I want you to know that I stand here this morning as the pastor of Bethel Worship Center because I believe that God has a calling for our church. If I didn't, believe that, I'd be out of here. You know, if I didn't believe God was on our side, if I didn't believe God was opening doors, if I didn't believe that God was doing miraculous things, even though we're not seeing all of it right now, what would be the purpose? That would be hope deferred, and it makes the heart sick. It would be forever just waiting around. I don't want to go through the motions. You know, I hear pastors all the time say, well, I'd go do something else if I could make a living at it. Listen, I tell these guys, you're telling me that you can't find something to do other than be a pastor? My goodness, I could walk out these doors and tomorrow be doing something.
That's
It's not that hard.
That's right.
So don't use, you know, they can't use that as an excuse. If I really want to leave this place, I can find something to do.
Right.
Some place to go. I don't want to leave this place. I want to do God's work here. God's will. I want to accomplish the things that God has called us to, together, to move forward with Him. You know, before I left the area, I didn't say anything to anybody because it was something that was God was stirring in my heart. You know, where it says that Mary pondered in her heart the things that were spoken to her. Well, I just pondered these things in my heart for years and years because I really believed that when we left to go to Athens to work at Children's Services that I would one day come back and be the pastor of South Bethel New Testament Church. Why? It wasn't because I felt like I was qualified. It wasn't because I felt like I wanted to. It was because I felt like God had called me to it. Set the course for it. So, you know, when I came back to pastor the church, God opened the doors. God caused it all to happen. It was all in His timing. And you know, we went through some difficult times early in the church. And yet God was still ordering our steps and still making the way and still opening doors. And suddenly things started happening. People started coming in. And we started filling up that little country church. It would probably hold about 80, 90 people, and we had over 100, I think 120 or something like that in there. It was an exciting time. It was, one Sunday morning, one of the guys came in and said, "Pastor, the wall is bulging. We've got so many people." And I thought he was being truthful. I went out and looked. It was packed. Praise God. It was exciting. But you know, we don't just live on excitement.
Yes, sir.
We can't live there. You know, if all you do is live on adrenaline, it'll kill you.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It creates great stress, high blood pressure, stress on your heart. We can't live there all the time. It's exciting when God's doing incredible things and people are coming in and great things are happening. But God is more concerned with you and me learning to walk by His Word every day.
Yes, sir.
On a daily basis. Letting His Word direct our path. So the only thing I really want to share with you this morning is that God is still in control of this church.
Yes,
you know, we had to leave that hill, and we were looking for 5 acres to build on. We prayed, and God opened the door. Here it is. Once again, I want you to see God's been directing us.
Yes.
We had this 5 acres. We paid the loan off on that. Praise God.
Thank you.
Miraculously.
Thank you.
Mm. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We needed some place to go. We didn't have a building. God opened the door for Tepper's Plains. We were there for 1 year. We didn't know what we were going to do. They said they had someone else that wanted to use the building, and we were going to have to be out. We didn't know where we were going to go. Where can you find a building large enough for our church?
Mm-hmm.
God opened the door for the Chester building for us to walk to go there. We were there for 4 or 5 years. Mm. While we were building this. Step by step, God has planted us. He's brought us here. We are here in this place today because our God is still in control.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes.
There is no other explanation. I have had people come up to me and say, and I think a couple other people, "Who's backing you?" Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
They think that, you know, they think we've got this billionaire out there someplace that's sending us money. Who's backing us? Well, the richest person in all the universe.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And I got to tell you, it is miraculous that we are able to make our payments and do the things that we're doing. But I want you to know that we're not sacrificing ministry to make our payments. God is providing. And He wants to continue to provide. But I got to tell you this, He's using His people to provide. Amen. Thank God what we have the opportunity to sow seed into the ministries that we sow seed into. We have ministries in our area that we're sowing seed into. We have ministries in other countries that we're sowing seed into. And there's been times where we've been tempted to stop giving to them. But we always come to the same conclusion. That's not what God wants. So we continue on the course and allow God to provide. I just want you to know that you're a part of something that is bigger than it appears to be right at this moment.
Yes, indeed.
Much bigger. It's God ordained. It's God empowered. It's God directed. And it's God driven. That's what we have to hold on to. We're being driven by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is not an institution.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
You have to have rules. You have to have guidelines. You have to, you know, there's certain things. But we're not, this is not an institution. This is not a mechanical object. It's organic. An organism grows based on what is inside of it. But when you got something mechanical, you have to work on it all the time. And believe me, I don't want to have to fix church all the time. I don't want to have to grease it. I don't want to have to oil it. I don't have to change the oil. You know, I don't want to have to put new parts on it. See, when it's organic, I've got a garden. Planted a few tomatoes, and I have to care for it, absolutely. I have to keep the weeds out. Supposed to take the suckers off your tomato plants. I haven't done a very good job of that this year. Growing all over the place. But you know what? I haven't done a whole lot to it. And I got some pretty nice tomatoes coming on. Because it was inside that plant. I didn't have to go out there and attach a tomato. It grew from the inside. That's what we want.
Yes.
We want to be organic.
Yes, Lord.
We want it to grow from the inside.
Amen.
So today, praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I just want you to hear what God is saying to us at Bethel Worship Center. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. And He's directing our steps. Our steps have been ordered by Him. Go ahead and stand with me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. We're not going to dismiss the service. We're just going to go right out after I have a word of prayer, and we're just going to dedicate the flagpole. I want you to think about this. It's not just a flagpole. You know, it's wonderful that we can put that flag up and the community can go by and see that we believe in this country and we stand for the principles that were established long, long time ago, established by our forefathers. You know, I was reading the other day, and James Madison, who eventually became our fourth president, one of the things that he said early on in this country, he said that we, the signers of the Declaration, we have not established this country on the wisdom of man, but we have placed our trust in the Ten Commandments of God. Wow. That's incredible. Praise God for those kind of people that would stand up. Now, those were not perfect men. They did things that I think were wrong, and they still, many of them promoted slavery, which, you know, eventually was abolished. Praise God for that. But they were where they were at the time, and they were men that were seeking after God, most of them. So we thank them for that, those principles that they've given us to live by. But today, we're moving on. We're moving beyond that, and we're moving in a new direction. The problem is, our nation as a whole is moving away from God when we should be moving back to God. But praise God, His people are recognizing that we need to be closer to Him, that we need Him in this time of trouble. As things continue to escalate all over the world, we better turn back to our living God. For He's the one that has answers for us. Today, I want you to know that your God is with you. I don't care where you are in your walk with Him. You may feel like you're failing miserably. Trust God. You may feel like you're on top of the mountain this morning. You better trust God. Because you don't stay there forever. It's wonderful to get up there and see the view. But you have to come back down once in a while. Praise God. He is an awesome and mighty God. And He's on your side wherever you are this morning. He is ordering your steps. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank You, Lord, that You have given to us this opportunity today to know that You are with Your people. You're with us individually, and You're with us corporately. We're moving forward, Father God, to accomplish things that You want us to accomplish. We are going to do Your work and Your will. Father, we don't expect it to be easy, but we know that when we take Your yoke and Your burden, that it's lighter than what the world would put up on us. So we will go forward and accomplish the things that You have laid before us. We will walk in the steps that You have ordered and receive Your will, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rob Barber. Thanks for listening to our message today. We're excited about what God's doing here at Bethel Worship Center and in the body of Christ at large in 2012. If you'd like to learn more about the ministries here at Bethel, please visit our website at www.bethelwc.org. God bless you and have a great day.